You also say that coming back into our power is a correction of an aberration.
Of course. But Revelation 21:27 says, but nothing unclean will ever enter it, nor anyone who does what is detestable or false, but only those who are
And this unclean business, they're talking like unclean of the heart. Is this like circumcision of the heart?
It can be. It can be. Now, that's what happens when you have, now, Dr. Dean, we're fixing to talk about the pericardium now. So the fluid around the heart that holds the breast pump going, that keeps the frequency of the pericardial fluid in the meat sac body, in the sac and the sac. Because you remember, the heart's in a sac. The body's in a meat sac, but the heart's in a sac. So the heart of the matter is a matter of the heart. So what Brian's asking about now, or fixing to, if he ever gets around to it, is about uncleanness in the pericardium, sometimes called costal chondritis. It can be, if it's in the bone. But actually what we're talking about is a deviation in the actual flora and fauna of the pericardial fluid. And sometimes it's almost like an amoeba. And what happens is, once you get to the reset, what happens is this uncleanness that can seep in and can cause quite a white knuckle flight is absolutely corrected by your RNA drops.
The heart is in a sac, and then you said the body's in a meat sac. So
The body is a meat sac, and the heart is in a sac. It's the only organ that's separated from you, completely separated from you. It's the only, your toes are attached.
Well, okay.
You're all matter in you, but your heart is in a sac, not in you.
Yeah, actually, that's kind of why they can lift it out and replace it, because it's just in a little package there, all tied up with a little bow, and you just take it out and put a new one in.
Can't they do the same thing with
the blood vessels? Blood vessels go through.
They do.
So when you say heart, are you talking about the blood as well?
No, darling. Your rectum is a part of you, but that which flows through it is not your rectum, is it?
Carol, the heart is not completely not connected. There's a little connection there.
Yeah, I know. But it was the easiest first thing to replace.
They would cut off certain connections to pull it out.
They clamp off the blood vessels and then put new one in
and
reattach.
It's attached, but it's separated from the body.
It's like you take a fetus out and you separate the umbilical cord. There had to be nutrition. But anyway, I just noticed that. I'm not saying it's a rule.
It solves the unclean part that Brian was jumping on, and we cut him off so he wouldn't go the wrong way, so he could actually get somewhere. And so the amoeba that affects, that is an infection that's similar to the costal chondritis. Do you know that very well?
Well, see, I didn't know there was amoebas inside the fluid and pericardium.
It's the alien blood. Someone earlier, Brian, said that she bled from a nosebleed, and 12 hours later, the blood in the garbage can was still bright red. So we got the blood effect happening.
Well, that
explain that, Ian. Maybe you could explain that.
Okay. We did already. Like when they did.
We'll do it again.
When phlebotomists draw your blood, it's almost ultraviolet now. When they draw your blood, it's a bright, bright, bright. You can blow those little tubes, the little pressure tubes.
You mean
tubes.
Our blood, Ionette's, or everybody on the planet?
Ascending ones.
Mm-hmm. Ascending ones.
Mm-hmm. Look at your properties of your blood.
When you say the power is in the blood, can you describe the power that's in the blood?
It's the messenger. That is the replicator of your cell strata. So it's carrying the messenger. Remember what they do to the messenger? They kill the messenger. Well, you're going to kill the blood. It's the blood of the lamb, the marriage supper of the lamb that you're changing. You're getting rid of that messenger and getting a better messenger.
Now, you're saying the power that's in the blood is the messenger. So what's the messenger that's in the blood?
It's called messenger RNA. It's how it flows into your meat sac. is what lets you lay your cross. Remember the scripture say you're supposed to bear your cross? But then after a while, you're supposed to lay your cross down.
So the messenger RNA is carried into the blood, or is carried by the blood, and that's the information that goes into the cell.
That's why it has to be in the form of amino acids through the lipids. That's why everybody in your planet is trying desperately to get rid of all fat. We think it's wonderful because it's going to be your doom. You must have a lipid system in place. In order to
hold on. Well, let's get at the difference between any cell in the body has a lipid outer.
It's called every cell in the body is affected by the lipids.
Every cell has a lipid system to it.
Within the lymphatic orchestrated body is the one we're referring to. The one that lysine effects, not effects, effects.
But what I'm getting at is specifically lipids that each cell has versus what you would call a fat cell.
Now, see, we don't do the fat cell. We don't do a fat cell. You're saying fat is a different. No, a cell is a cell. It holds fat. It stores fat or it doesn't. But it's not a fat cell to us.
It's not a fat cell to you. So like a red blood cell and I don't know what else to call it, a fat cell, there's no difference?
Well, there's not really, but it's the point. One is lean and one is fat. But if you're storing fat, if you're taking calories, which is a heat exchange, and you're having an abundance of it, your body, you are storing that, okay, that layer of what you're calling fat, tallow, grease, whatever you want to call that, that's what your body stores to convert back to sugar, to energy, another day, okay, that's what that's for. Now, you're saying that those cells change and turn into the very thing that's going to make you morbidly obese and going to take your life away from you. Then you become one sinewy piece of fat. And we say, nah, not like that. Once you convert it differently, once your body converts it differently, once your body converts it differently, you're just going to see the shift. Once y'all quit talking about fat and start talking about nutrition or completement, all that's going to change. Then you can watch them do their little workouts and all that stuff, and we don't mind about that. But let's take your meat sack body, Brian. We like your meat sack body. It is just delicious. Brian, because you defy everything that's normal about a body. Have you noticed that?
I defy everything. No. I defy everything that's normal?
Yes. You can't eat what you eat and look the way you look.
I've always said that.
You're asking great questions because you never bought whatever they said, next or last. You never went with the red wine on or off. You never went with the water on or off. You never went with run, don't run. Get up, don't get up. Eat this, don't eat this. If you didn't like it, you didn't eat it. You didn't give a damn either way. And your body's on track to say, hey, what I'm eating has nothing to do with this. And I have a marvelous lymphatic system, which has amino acids that flow in my body. And if I consume more or mass quantities or little or less quantities, depending on what that is, I get the very best of that is me, and I let the rest of it go. And your body responds perfectly. You notice?
As far as perfectly, I don't know, but it responds amazingly well.
You notice your pants are getting short again?
And so I'm getting taller?
Again.
Yeah, I'm on my way to my first 7-foot mark.
I know.
Just the first one. But listen, back to the blood, we talk about cancer and a perfect cell and the body attempting to get back to perfection, but cancer shows up. And we kind of got into that, but I wanted to get specifically when we talk about blood, sickle cell anemia, because you made a couple comments a couple different times about in an ascended state, you'll desire or want to get sickle cell anemia or have sickle cell anemia.
You can. The sharp barbs of sickle cell anemia is wonderful because we like the anemia.
You like the anemia.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with foreign bodies or viruses or it'll kill viruses or not allow viruses into the cell?
It's more like an acetone.
So when you say that we want to kill the blood, what's your meaning when you make that statement, to kill the blood?
Andosine triphosphate.
What was before the triphosphate?
Andosine, A-D-E-N-O-S-I-N-E.
And that will kill the blood?
It's for your energy storage.
It's for energy storage. It's not the production of energy?
Oh, proteins, then it'll be albumin. That's albumin.
What's going to change the albumin?
Alanin.
Change
albumin? A-L-A-N-I-N-E. Alanin.
Alanin.
There was something about the plasma. I was looking into the plasma, blood plasma.
That would be the ammonia nitrogen.
Well, Carolyn said earlier that our blood was going to have less oxygen down to nothing.
That's right.
Well, you've said that the blood will be supersaturated with carbon dioxide.
Bicarbonate, mm-hmm, the buffer.
And the buffer is for?
Bilirubin excretion.
Did you say luminous excretion?
No, bilirubin excretion.
The jasper stone, the precious jasper stone, have anything to do with?
That's biotin. Vitamin H. It synthesizes fatty acid, jasper.
Mm-hmm. Ion. Are you saying that the breastplate, it's Kim, the breastplate that the priests used to wear in the temple that had the 12 foundational stones, those are actual amino acids?
Okay. They certainly are. How beautiful. You got that.
Okay.
Good.
So.
Please make note. That's wonderful.
Okay. So the lampstand, when you look at it and it's opened up.
It's not open. The rings and arms don't open. And once the rings and arms open, the standing chandelier or candelabra opens, though the lampstand opens. But that's only at the marriage supper of the Lamb.
So that lampstand is indicative to when that marriage supper of the Lamb occurs. It's not indicative to some technology that we're using right now in our system, or is it like a...
Like an Alpha 1, like sarin, like Alpha 1.
Sarin is the alpha one, it's a sarin protease inhibitor.
You can't listen, they saying, oh, like they know what we're talking about. It's so
No, we don't. We're writing it down so we can play. Let's look it up later.
Oh, let's look it up. That's a good thing. That's good. It's just full.
Who is that speaking?
That's Kim.
It's non-physical. We're speaking.
Okay. I spent a whole week really looking over all that I could regarding those lampstands. So I take it what I came to a thought process about them, I take it as no longer important because I had taken it on the fact that the lampstands opened up looked like strands of DNA. And so we talk about 6 degrees of separation. You have six, you know, the three arms on either side.
Okay, you have a C-peptide. C-peptide's when it's closed. And then the C-reactive proteins when it's open. That's when the plasma is accepting the new information. When the plasma protein changes, that's when all your creatine shifts.
In the middle of the lampstand, is that considered hydrogen? The main?
No, cysteine.
Cysteine, okay.
Amino acid, yes.
You have your base pairs, which is the cysteine, the guanine, I don't know how to say it, guanine, thymine, and adenine. Those are your base pairs.
DHEA sulfate.
Okay, so these base amino pairs, and then we have 20 other amino acids, correct?
Today or forever?
Well, today. What we know today with the scientific studies we have. You're talking, we're moving into a new time when we will have more than the 20 amino acids. Is that correct?
I thought there was over 100 amino acids already.
There's more than that. There's more than that.
Okay, I guess what I'm trying to get to is that the way I looked at it, we have a basic structure. We have the four amino acids.
Beta globulin, the gamma globulin, which one?
Kim, the nucleic acids are the guanine.
That's right.
Those were considered the basic pair, correct? The building blocks, the foundational blocks, and then building the amino acid chain?
No, nucleic acids build the DNA and RNA. And the amino acids are 22 essential ones. And then all the other spin-offs are non-essential, and the body kind of makes them as needed.
When the hydrogen ion, in a normal little man, its pH is 7.4. When that becomes 2 or less, then you're offended.
2 or less?
Of what?
pH of hydrogen.